Yesterday, I said if I was Tim Walz and I had a choice, debate J.D. Vance or lose a finger. I think I might go with lose a finger. As long as I could have it off with the anesthesia and get some good painkillers afterward, I think I'm going with lose a finger. Because I wouldn't want to debate J.D. Vance. And he had held up his end of the bargain, almost feeling bad, it seemed, for Walz at times.
Tim, I think you got a tough job here because you've got to play whack-a-mole. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver rising take-home pay, which of course he did. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver lower inflation, which of course he did. And then you've simultaneously got to defend Kamala Harris's atrocious economic record, which has made gas, groceries, and housing unaffordable for American citizens.
It was not a good night for Tim Walz, who explained that he learned a lot about governing in China. What, from the CCP? It's the only kind of governing done there.
So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protests went in. And from that, I learned a lot of what needed to be in governance.
Yeah, he also said he was friends with a school shooter.
You previously opposed an assault weapons ban, but it's only later in your political career did you change your position. Why?
Yeah, I sat in that office with those Sandy Hook parents. I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen it. Look, the NRA, I was an NRA guy for a long time. They used to teach gun safety. I'm of an age where my shotgun was in my car so I could pheasant hunt after football practice.
He said his son was physically present at a school shooting, which shocked J.D. Vance, who said, oh, look, I'm sorry. That's terrible. Now, I got to wonder, Tim Walz is a compulsive liar. He has the same disease that Joe Biden has. Kamala Harris is a liar, too. She lies a lot, but she's not a compulsive liar. The difference between a regular liar who will lie to get a job, lie to, you know, whatever, and a compulsive liar is that a compulsive liar makes up stories that don't help them and they can't stop. And the stories are almost all biographical. Joe Biden is the same way. Used to drive a truck. Went to a Puerto Rican church. Also a Greek church. And a synagogue, too. His uncle, Bozy, as you know, was eaten by cannibals. See the difference there? Kamala lies about policy. She didn't lie about her life. Well, except that job at McDonald's that she didn't actually have. Can you, by the way, if your employment history is that bad, you have to lie about having a job at McDonald's to look like a normal American? Holy cow. Anyway, Walz claimed his son was at a school shooting. We'll see if that holds up or if this is another one of his compulsive lies. Like the time he got confused about whether he did or did not go to a war and be in one on, you know, foreign territory. He's still not straight on that. War, fighting, something you generally remember. Yeah, well, he actually was asked about his lie that he was at Tiananmen Square. He's just like Biden. He was asked about that lie to the credit of the moderators. Here's how that went.
Governor Walz, you said you were in Hong Kong during the deadly Tiananmen Square protests in the spring of 1989. But Minnesota Public Radio and other media outlets are reporting that you actually didn't travel to Asia until August of that year. Can you explain that discrepancy?
My community knows who I am. They saw where I was at. Look, I will be the first to tell you, I have poured my heart into my community. I've tried to do the best I can, but I've not been perfect. And I'm a knucklehead at times. But being there, the impact it made, the difference it made in my life, I learned a lot about China. I hear the critiques of this. I would make the case that Donald Trump should have come on one of those trips with us.
Governor, just to follow up on that, the question was, can you explain the discrepancy?
Just, all I said on this was, I got there that summer and misspoke on this. So I will just... That's what I've said.
I misspoke.
I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protests.
I misspoke. Oh, you'd know if you were in Tiananmen Square. You're not. This is not confusing. It's not. You lied, honey. You lied because you have a problem. You need mental health, not to fly around the country as the vice president. We don't need this guy anywhere near leadership. He also got confused about whether he was in a war, remember? It can be confusing. I mean, everybody walks around, was I in a war? I can't remember. I did live through Hurricane Hugo. Was I deployed overseas? No, in a war? I'll have to look it up. Now he can't figure out. He's a knucklehead, he says. He couldn't figure out if he was at Tiananmen Square or not. No, he's a liar, a compulsive liar. He needs a really good shrink, maybe some medication.